in Siman Dalad, and we started we did Sif Aleph. We were looking at the Mishaburas. We had seen the Mishabura through the first part of Sif Gimel. Basically, we flipped over from to page 16 at the top line. Because of a prima gadam, the first line of the Mishabura on page 16.
Okay.
Because of a prima gadam, the fi tam the bria chadasha. So we have two explanations why we wash in the morning. One is because of the idea the person comes anew. Each day he's created anew. And he has to take this new creation of himself and dedicate it to the service of Hashem, which is done through the process of Matil Sadayim. That's the Rashba. And the Rosh says because the simple cheshbon of the person's hands are not clean. So Prima Gadam says, according to the reason of the Rashba, Briya Chadosha, Im Hayiner Kol HaLayla, Doz Loinasa Briya Chadosha Mabaker, and Yochel Lavorach, he can't make the bracha of Asher Yatzar Yim Loyos Tzarach. That this, which we the Ramah said, that he's going back on the Asher Yatzar. Come back on the Asher Yatzar. Oh, I'm sorry. He says that he's going back to the law. The remorse said that even if a person did not use the bathroom, he says that Sheri Yatzar, because he's been recreated. And there are other reasons which the Mishabura says, but you can look at that quite a bit of other reasons. So, but the Prima Gadam says, according to the reason of Briya Chadasha, if he was up the whole night, he would not say Sheri Yatzar unless he went to the bathroom. Yesh Armin, deem Hishchen Belaila, if a person did go to the bathroom during the nighttime, Yeholisma Kalinian Birchas Ashay Yatzar, Alashay Yatzar the Shachris, Mitzarchi and Ladina. He can sort of push off that Ashay Yatzar, which he has from going to the bathroom in the middle of the night, to use it in the morning.
Why?
Prima Gadam says if a person is up the whole night, he can't say Yesher Yatzar unless he goes to the bathroom. Let's say a person goes to the bathroom when it's still nighttime. So when it comes in the morning, he can't say Yesher Yatzar for being recreated. He was up the whole night. He's not going to go to the bathroom again. He already went to the bathroom earlier. So he wants to push off his Yesher Yatzar which from when he went to the nighttime to use it for the morning. So he brings that you possibly could say that that's true. That but the Mitzarchi and the Dinah, Mishabura is Masupik, if that's true. Number one. Number two, it's not a good idea because Gam Pamim Rabbis Yikra, many times it happens, Shabaker Mishtoikik Oida Pam Latolsim Reglaim. The person feels a new urge to go to the bathroom. We'll see later on. We'll see later on. If a person goes to the bathroom, he says the Shayat Tsar. The person didn't say right away. How long does he have to say the Shayat Tsar? So the lochas he has, he can say the Shayat Tsar until he feels a new urge to go to the bathroom. Once he feels a new urge, so that act of voiding which took place before is sort of behind, it's no longer relevant to him. He has a new urge. So he can't say Yesher Yatzar anymore at that point in time. So a person will wake up in the middle of the night and use the bathroom, and not say Yesher Yatzar, with intent of leaving that Yesher Yatzar for the morning, and then using that Yesher Yatzar for the morning for what he went to the bathroom. Well, that's not necessarily a good idea, because he might wake up in the morning and need to use the bathroom again. And then he lost the Yesher Yatzar of the visit to the bathroom in the nighttime, because that's no longer connected. Okay. So therefore, now, the part of the reason why people would want to do this, even in case they weren't up the whole night, whether we have this halachic suffix, is simply it was a big asik. They slept without clothing. A person would be matched, and he would have some type of a chamber pot next to him. He would basically relieve himself over there, and then, without going through the whole process of getting dressed and be able to say the bracha. She says, "V'yoreh shemayim yachmar la'atzma v'yitzol yodah v'yilbash mitasayim v'yachkar b'shardaber l'hafzik bein liber le'erv." So the person who has yoreh shemayim, instead of relying on the shayatzar in the morning, which might be very problematic, he should get up and wash his hands and put on his pants. So now he has a hefzik between his lave and his erev. and his hair is covered. Or alternatively, even if he stays in bed, which he can use the bed, the blanket as a covering, so, but it's not enough, because the law is that even if the person is totally covered, there has to be some type of a separation between his lave and his erev. So a person will be wearing underclothes, something like that, there's something pressing against the body, or a pair of pants, so it presses against the body. So that separates, it's considered a separation between the lave and the erev of the man. However, if he's lying without clothing, there's no separation between his lave and his erev. So even though he's fully covered, because he's under the covers, that's not sufficient. So you have to wrap something around his waist to act as a separation between the lave and the erev. So he's covered. The lave and the erev are separated. And now he can make a bracha. He'll wash his hands and go through the whole process. Now, achyira, the next step is you have to be careful. The base of bracha, harchik meha'ovich shomer glayim arba amos imhu amid bechedra. So he has in his room, he has this container which is holding the merig glayim. So you have a chiyuv that you have. The next step problem is you cannot say a bracha within dalet amos of this item. This item is considered something which is repulsive, and therefore it's not, it's considered like soya, you know, some level. The rice of the rabbanu, we'll see later on, passing an ovid, is the rice even. If it's there in the room, he needs to be marchik. Now, we'll see later on, there's a difference in halacha between if the ovid is in front of him or the ovid is behind him. Behind him, it has to be $4 amos. Ovit is the container which a person, they would use to hold merig lion.
And that was a lot worse than like a diaper today.
The container itself was made out of kerosene, and it would absorb, so it had a smell to it. It itself became something which was just disgusting. So this ovit. If it's behind you, you have to distance yourself 4 amos from the item. If it's in front of you, you have to distance yourself polyenov. Either you can cover it, but if it's visible, you cannot have that within your line of sight, no matter how far away it is, as long as you can still see it. So if it's a mile away, obviously it's not a problem because you can't see it, but it's 100 feet away, you can still see that it's there. It's a problem. Now, if the container that he used in this scenario, which he got in the middle of the night, they would have to go to the outhouse, which was you know, the whole procedure, especially in the winter. So they would have this container to use to be able to, at least if they needed to be mounted meriglayim, they wouldn't have to go out to the get hold you all the way dressed for that, go out to the outhouse for that. So, but if the container wasn't designated for the purpose specifically of meriglayim, it happened to be he used it. So then things become more lenient. Because there are two issues. There's the merig lime itself, and then there's the container. So even if I can dress the merig lime, pour it out, whatever it is, wash it out, but the container itself is still osir. But if it's not the yukha for that purpose, the container itself does not become osir. So then the only issue is the merig lime. So we'll see later on that Dai Batos Revius Mayim the Sechem Merig Lime called Palm of Palm Shemash. So we'll see later on that if you add a revius of water, that dissipates the kayach of the merig lyam, and therefore they no longer have the isser of saying a bracha in its presence. So that would be the solution for that. So that's the Musar Shemuz he's giving, that, you know, that you have to be very careful about getting up and saying a bracha. It's just relying on the morning is not proper. Saying it where there is a problem of erva is not, you can't do saying there's a problem of tsoya or the like. You can't do either. You have to be careful with all those different elements.
What, add revius of water to the yard?
To the merig lime.
To the merig lime. That's the yard.
Sorry, what?
That's the yard.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, so the Shita says that you can say the Shayatzar in the morning even if you did not use the bathroom. Dalad. He's telling me this stuff. A person wants to do it without getting involved in any questionable opinions. Yisor lasis tzroch of tekev archa she'er ma'im al yodav shalosh pam. Person washes his hands 3 times. Because you're not supposed to touch your body, areas of your body, until you wash your hands. And that's this Kabbalistic tumah concept. Then you go to the bathroom right away. Then you will come out of the bathroom, you'll wash your hands a second time. Okay. Then you can say a sheyatzar because you went to the bathroom. Then there's no question that you're chayav on a sheyatzar. Okay. That would involve the issue of saying a sheyatzar. When do you say al natil sidayim? So you got up, washed your hands, went to the bathroom, washed your hands. So you say al natil. So al-shayatzar, you say after you went to the bathroom. Good. What about al natil sidayim? Do you say it after the first washing or the second washing? You should wait till the second washing. Why? Till you leave the bathroom, it's better to wait till then. So Magen Rum said, "This is the Magen Rum." Now, what the Magen Rum's argument is, he asked according to the Rush, the point of the bracha was. The point of the washing and then the bracha was to make sure your hands are clean for davening. See, even a person would wash his hands when they wake up in the morning. They go to the bathroom, they have to wash their hands again. So it comes out that the real natila for davening is the second natila, not the first natila. So logic dictates that the bracha of al natil sidayim should be said after by the second washing, not by the first wash. That's according to that's the Magen Rambam's point. So the Mishabura, furthermore, ubeprat. How much? Definitely so. In how you circle in the cover, be'ez natila rishayna, shows bavari eno circle the rishayna work. Person needs to go to the bathroom. And they get to where it's a strong need. They're not allowed to say any brachas. So obviously, you can't say until sedayim on the first washing because you're not allowed to say bracha yet. Okay, now you come out of the bathroom. Can't make bracha right now. Your hands are not dirty. You're not clean. So you wash your hands a second time after the bathroom, and now you make a bracha. So there, it makes sense that the bracha is said together with in conjunction with the second washing and the first wash. Okay. V'chayorim kosev denochem lahamtim levorach al natil sedayim al la'achas shemenaka atzmai v'ritzel yispalo. The bracha of al natil sedayim should really be said next to davening. Ayin Shom Tamboy, which means now he has this cheshbon of the that according to the Rush, really, like we said before, the Chayim speaks that out. According to the Rush, really, the second until you finish your whole process of really getting yourself ready, you can't say you might be touching parts of your body which would require you to wash again. So it doesn't make sense to make the bracha of al natil sedayim earlier, because this al natil sedayim really is. It's the preparation for the davening that you have to have to clean for davening. We put that according to the Rush, it applied to Mincha Ma'ariv also. It's something to do with the morning. But it has to be right before you daven, you wash your hands. Ayin Shom Tamei. V'chakach Matzosi B'sefer Ma'isa Rav Shekach Yonega Grozal Vayin Revir Lo. And the Gro used to do that also. The Gro would wait to say Alan Tzadayim until right before davening.
Make the
Ashayatzer
before that? Or
would
we could say both?
No, the Shayatzer you could say earlier. Right. But Al Sizadim, you would wait till you're ready to daven, you'd wash your hands, and you'd go. Now, interesting question which comes up, that if a person knows that they're either they're not well, or they have, this is that, you know, they have their medical issues, whatever it is, they know that when they wash their hands before davening, that they're going to end up going to the bathroom again before Shemoneh Esrei. When we say davening, we mean Shemoneh Esrei. And he knows that this Natila which he's washing is not going to be the Natila for Shemoneh Esrei, because he ends up going to the bathroom before again and washing his hands again. So this washing is not the washing for Shemoneh Esrei. So what are you making a bracha about the Natila Zadayim for? The same way we're saying the person wakes up in the morning, in the average scenario, which we're talking about over here, he wakes up in the morning, he says, he washes his hands. He can't say, Al-Natila Sadayim now, because this is not the washing, which is the true washing before davening, because he knows he's going to go to the bathroom in a minute, and then wash his hands a second time. And that's the washing for davening. Right? So similarly, if a person comes to davening, knowing that he's going to end up in the bathroom again before Shemoneh Esrei, so he can't say the bracha of Al-Natila Sadayim on the first washing. So what do you do? So you could argue the car in that situation can't say Al-Natila Sadayim because he's not really sure that he's really washing the washing which he's mechuyev to wash mitzad Shemoneh Esrei. Or do you say when you're studying davening, you're starting davening, you're studying the process of davening, you mechuyev until before davening starts. If something happens along the way, okay, well, it happens, I'll deal with it. Like I'm an onus, nothing happens, great. Right? But we're not going to define our decision based on this calculation of we're going again, because right now it's a moment where you're being masculine to the process of davening leading to Shemoneh Esrei, and maybe that's it. So if you would make a bracha.
Well, if you don't know, you're going to have to go to the bathroom again before the
davening. We're saying if a person has his nature is they usually end up going to the bathroom again during the before Shemoneh Esrei. So Shlomo Zalman argues that you have a right to assume right now he's getting ready for davening. He's part of the davening process. He's watching. He has the chiyuv natila. He'll make the al natila zadayim now. And if he ends up going to the bathroom, so it's not a bracha levatala. That was what he was supposed to do. So others may be arguing and say not like that. And I'm knowing not to say in that situation.
So in that situation, you would not say at all?
So completely not, you don't say at all. This is the problem. So that means a person gets up early for davening, early to, let's say, learn before davening, and he knows he's going to go to the bathroom again a second time before davening, so he wouldn't say that until Sadayim, until later. That, fine. Fine, real lachot. Then he told us the mind worship Shulam and Tilsadayim for a Suda are kosher but Tilsadayim for Tefillah. But there's some who say that you can't make a bracha on that water which is not kosher for Tilsadayim for the Suda. So he said to the Simon Kup Samach, Tanamayim Shinishtanu Marehin. So what are the psulim which are, what are the types of psulim which are psulim in the water for Natila Sadayim? If the color, the appearance has changed from being water to something else, Shanasim and Malacha, you used it to wash your dishes, you used it for something, to do something with the water. Or Maluchim, or if the water is salty, or Suruchim, or if it's repulsive. It's so Suruach, even a dog wouldn't drink it. Shemachi. Now, so those are mine which are possible for the Natila Sadayim and the Suda. We're saying right now, for davening they're kosher. Shemachi rim l'tefila, mishtachal l'shtarach rak misham l'kiyas ba'am. But the answer is that over there, the Natila is, like we said before, it's part of the process of Tahara. it's halachic tahara, put on the dime because of truma, etc. So it limits what type of items you can use for that purpose. The same way the limits of what type of water you can use for a mikvah. But over here, the goal is nikius, is cleaning your hands. The mice said, they clean your hands. Okay. So
just like mikvah water, what you use to wash before a meal?
Just like mikvah water, there are limits in the type of water you could use. So what washing your hands with the tahara of the meal, the tahara, to be able to your hands tore for the meal, also the limits of what type of water you can use. They're both a process of being matar the person or matar the person's hands. You can't use just any old water. Whereas over here, the goal is cleaning your hands, as long as they clean. Some, however, say you should not be mavorich. So we mentioned, when we learned this, that the sheet does not hold, you don't make the bracha at all.
The shame.
Okay. But rather, you do say the bracha, but you say the bracha al nikiyus yodoyim, not al matilas yodoyim. So you don't make a bracha on the tila, which is that with uplifting the hands and imitar them, but rather you make a bracha on cleaning the hands. We'll see at the end of the siman, there's a bracha of al nikiyus yodoyim. Okay. So the case where, even though some say it's kosher, and it's the name of the tefillah, even though the apostle for the suda, the kosher of the tefillah, however, there's a yesh armim which says you don't make a brach on it. Lomavorach, it's a lomar al mitzilas yadayim, from the yadayim, alayu, makarim, makir, the yukal avorach al mitzilas yadayim, and I come to him and say, Zion, Mr. Burris, a cotton, says, Zion. So see later on that we hold the mice of passing, Allah, the mice that the islands which pass the water.
Share key edition with its besov. It's one who else. You ask, Omer, Yom Shtosh, Yom Yom, Omer, Yom Shtosh, Yom Yom, Omer.
That was not acceptable. That the correct bracha is al natiyah l'sidayim, not al kisam. You interrupted the whole shir. It wasn't right. I'm not sure the real shir is what's that. It's above a very. Okay. The ma'isa halacha ma'isa. If you use these waters which are not kosher for the natiyah l'sidayim for the suda, which you would still be able to make a bracha of al natiyah yodoyim, not a bracha of al nikiyus yodoyim. Okay. You let the laris alei mayim shalosh pamim. Sif beis. You let the laris alei mayim shalosh pamim. Lahav ruach rosh ashara alei. So besides this halacha of matila, which we're saying there's halacha of matila for tefila or for beri chadasha, there's another halacha that you have to be careful to remove the ruach rosh which is on your hands, and that requires that you have to pour water three times in each hand. Sif cotton ches yedaktik kimikutz kichutz meatamim haniskar sif cotton aleph tesarach lito yadav tefila. Besides the reasoning which you said before of the Rosh and the Rashba, which is halacha in tefila, tesarach lito gam mishum ruach ra hashar ala yadam. There's another issue of ruach ra which is on your hands, which needs to be removed. But if that had been the only reason why we wash, you would not make a bracha on that. So the other reasons which you said before do for us is allow us to make a bracha on it. We're getting up every morning to wash your hands anyway, because otherwise you have to remove the ruach ra. So the rest is, by the way, there's another reason you wash because your hands have to be clean. Okay, but it's irrelevant. Even if your hands were perfect, you still have to wash your hands anyway. So what do you need the rush for? Terrence says you don't make a bracha on the washing because of the issue of sakana, or the danger, which is issue. The Moor says is in conjunction with Maimar Kharnim. Moor says Maimar Kharnim is chayva because melech stomis. It's dangerous that there is, in the water there were these chemicals which were dangerous. So Maimar Kharnim is chayva. You have to wash Maimar Kharnim. Why don't we make a bracha on washing my makarim? The answer is because we're doing it not because of the mitzvah, we're doing it because it's to protect ourselves. See, the reason why we're doing it is not because of Sheikh Kirsham Sabasivanu, because it's, we have a holy mitzvah to do, the Bereshit gave us mitzvahs, it's because we're simply protecting ourselves. So it's not worth masakana bracha for that. So similar over here, if the reason why you're washing in the morning is because of Ruach Ra, which is a dangerous thing to you, it's the reason why you're washing, it's to protect yourself, not because of the mitzvahs. So you wouldn't make a bracha about Al Tisadayim for that. But we do make a bracha Al Tisadayim because there's other reason why you wash. You wash because you have to prepare yourself for davening. And that's a halacha in preparation for davening. Your hands have to be clean, or because you need to dedicate yourself to Hashem's service. So those are reasons why you would make a bracha.
The Rosh said because of the
Ruach? No, Rosh said because of the Kiyus.
Is there a low plug on the Mayim Achronim if it doesn't have the chemicals in it anymore?
Yes, there is, but there are some people which the Tosis mentions a sheet that doesn't do it anymore because there's no more Isra Melastomus. So that'd be the Makor people who don't wash. We don't pass them like that, but the Mayim said there is such a sheet. Okay, test. Laris Aleim. If the poor and them eat them the chachila at perikazoyim, you should wash all the way up to the wrist at the end up to the where the arm lower, the forearm bone ends. If he doesn't have too much water, If he doesn't have water, he has limited amount of water. Diet kishyets boysev. Instead of washing the all the way up to the wrist, so in that situation, you'll wash till the knuckles. So at least leave shirt hakapos kamisharoitza the kabel dover. You open your hands as if you're ready to accept something. Your palm as if you're ready to accept something. Then you lift them up by your head. And that's the process of when you wash, you're washing, the water should go on the hem. The water is, the goal of the water you're accepting the water. And then you lift them up to your head. But it's also proper in the morning. Besides washing your hands, it's proper to wash out your mouth. It should be clean. However, not in a Tanis Sibur, it's questionable whether you're allowed to wash out your mouth in a Tanis Sibur. Better not to. Shalos Pomim. Three times. A filo shepa karbi pam echad enamal. You pour a tremendous amount of water one time, it doesn't help. Can a ruach elok elab shalosh pam? The ruach leaves your hands when each hand has been washed three times. Then a pamachas al yad min, achakach al yad smol, ad shalosh pam besrukin. So you go right, left, right, left, right, left. So if Mr. Rav Kosev arba pam, the goyin says you do it four times. Three times removes the ruach ra, like the Gemara says. Then you want to remove the water which has been used. See, it has cleansed the hands, but it itself has become tummy in the process. It has that element of impropriety in it. So the fourth time you wash, it's to remove that water. Certainly, the Noshim, she used it in Sisadayim, she was probably in Bitsarugan, Kamoya Havana, she even applies to women, just like applies to men. Furthermore, they make the food, they shouldn't be touching the food without washing their hands. To make sure that they wash their hands. Gam yesh lo zor la shakatanam yitlu yudeim b'shachrus. The young children should also wash their hands. Kinogim b'Michael, they touch the food, you know. At a given time, there's some kid, you know, nosing around, finding something, touching it, etc. You know, so or means when they eat, even you know, you're going to feed them. It's a lot of times they're going to take food of their own. They're going to eat.
This is even when we're not knowing Batuma.
It's tumah is a bad word. It doesn't mean that it means the tumah of ruach ra, whatever this tumah ruach ra, we are noeg. You know.
What age is that?
What do you mean by we're noeg and ruach ra?
The age of ketanim is an interesting question. There's a shulchan aruch harav. The shulchan aruch harav says that till the child has a bris, there's no union of the tilsudayim. Kedushim represents the process since it was Kedusha, and whenever Kedusha leaves, it creates a void, and that void is filled with Tuma. So every night when the person goes to sleep, the Neshama leaves the body. So there's a certain element of the Neshama, which is Kedusha, which is Kaddish, leaves the body, it creates a void, and the void, Tuma, fills that gap. So he says the child before the Bris Milah doesn't have a neshama filling his body. That only comes in after the Bris Milah. So he says, but after the Bris Milah, he holds you really should wash the now when the child sleeps and he wakes up, you have this issue. So he holds you have to wash the child's hands, you know, this problem from starting from day 8. It's not the accepted view. But that's what he says. So what is the shir? So they suggest, you know, that when we the issue is when he's gil chinuch, when you start training him to wash his hands, that's when we say he's cognizant of all of these issues. So then he's held culpable for the lack of washing, held responsible for lack of washing, which means the tumor will come. Be too careful, these kind of which have responsibility to wash, they should make sure they wash their hands because we're worried about them damaging something. Excuse me. We give Akam and Machalam when he says, Dime in Lokush, Lome Kabi Tuma. So, based on the point to be said that the set of Tuma is based on the void of Kedusha, so that it doesn't apply to a Goy, because the Goy didn't have the Kedusha to start with. So it only applies to a Jew who had a Kedusha, which the Shama, as the Shama leaves the body, generates an element of Tuma, as it were. When the person wakes up, that Tuma, for the most part, dissipates, but it remains in the hands. But it also applies to the Goy, because the Goy never had to have that process to start with. This is a, you know, issue you have workers coming into your, say you're working your kitchen, you know, the person has a restaurant, the person has a catering business. So Jewish workers who are not frum, really it's proper in halacha that maybe he should, you know, basically wash their hands. You know, part of your it's conditions for employment in this place is either you wash your hands in the morning in the way that we believe you did that, or we'll wash them for you. And it's either they wash it themselves or they'll wash it for them, but they're going to put them through all the halachas of the tefillah, you know, how to do the tefillah properly. The goy couldn't care less if he touches the food. Okay, Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch didn't give you this list of parts of the body that the person should not touch because of this issue of this Ruach Ra, which is on the hands, which could damage the person. First of all, you got B'yodai, cut him the tila, the pet. The person should not touch anybody's mouth, not his, not somebody else's. Not the chaytim, nor his nose. Below the nine, not his ears. Below the nine, not his eyes. So come you now, come and tila. I'm sorry. These Evorim, Chazal, were able to calculate, will be affected by the Ruach Ruach, which is on the hands. It has to be direct contact. I mean, he has some type of he uses a bag or something in between. That's not a problem. We'll see later on. then that's not a problem. Even putting it on the person's eyelids, he's not touching the eye, he's touching the eyelids, also we should be careful, preferably. Okay, Dalit. The film is not a yod of leimashes b'fiyat habas tamid. So the same way your person doesn't touch the openings of the mouth, the nose, the eyes, and the ears, the person doesn't touch the opening which a person has to allow him to remove tzair from his body. However, he says even if a person was not a yod of leimashes b'fiyat habas tamid mideshim aviyosel detatonius. Person who's constantly trying to help himself void and clean himself out by stimulating, by rubbing something, a little piece of a little pebble, a little rock over there. So the rubbing process stimulates the movement and the person relieves himself. So a person should not do that constantly. And they should be also the day of turnus, because you give a person hemorrhoids.
Tachtonius.
So down below. Something lower. It means the hemorrhoids. Well, you go a mokum hakosa. Similarly, if a person has a wound, so you shouldn't touch that wound because it's dangerous. So the mokum hakosa, the place where they let blood out of his body, you shouldn't touch. Shemishu said, "Yad mazik l'chabur." Moving your hand over these type of things is bad for it. It damages the wound. Yud gimel, afilu kamatil yeshas miliga b'fiat tabas afilu b'mikra. So before you wash, we had before that it affects the opening. So who within some say it affects? It affects touching the piyata bas, even b'mikra. We mentioned before that the person can't touch his male aver, which is called the ama. So now he's saying you can't touch, even though in this case where there's no concern of being aroused, there's a problem. You can't. It's not safe unless you wash your hands to touch the opening. Feeling more nasty. B'chein ki agavna b'mokim nekev akaza. Ki oz yochel ruchwa lahazel kol nekev shavaguf. Similarly, when you have a wound, this is an issue which can apply equally to any hole anywhere in the body. Okay, let's hold it here.
Okay. Akaza is that.